Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming up on the show, why does everyone hate Russell Wilson so much? I don't get it. I mean, we could talk about it now, but I'm trying to think of another athlete, at least in recent history, football or no, where the athlete has constantly gotten derision, who is not a bad guy, but somehow once there's a narrative out there or there's an idea out there that you're kind of corny, or maybe you're not necessarily the best teammate, whatever it is, man, he's just had a hard time getting over the hump. And I'm trying to think of someone else that might be like that. I don't know who it is.
Well, it's crazy to me is that this was not always his reputation. Like, mm-hmm. He is somebody who was, like, very well respected for a very long time. So, like, that's the crazy part to me is the trajectory where he went from, like, oh, somebody who, you know, I went to NC State with him. And I feel like it is very difficult for me to sit here and, like, criticize him because maybe he's changed with all the money and, like, the Hollywoodness of being married to Sierra. So, like, I get that. People change. But, like, in college, like, he's always been that guy. He's always been, like, such a goody two-shoes that, like, people view it as corny. But that's just his personality. Like, he didn't drink in college. Like, he would come to parties and, like, be cordial, and he would say hi to everybody and be very nice, and then he would leave. So, like, this has just always been him. Like, he graduated in 3 years. He's always been very smart. He's always been, like, super nice to everybody in the media. Like, he was one of my first interviews with the school paper.
Oh, how did that go? Was it fun?
I mean, he was so nice. Like, he was the biggest man on campus. And so, like, the fact that he took as much time as I needed was, like, a big deal. Like, he was so respectful. So I think when you meet people, like, really early in their careers and they're, like, super nice and super respectful, you'll always have a soft spot for them.
Yeah, I get that. And also, I kind of feel like when it comes to Russ, I don't want to say that it's unfair because we've heard different stories, and I know that especially when he was in Denver that it was, all right, Russ is kind of full of himself, but it's crazy to me that there's so many other athletes out there who have had all sorts of issues. Could be with the law, could be whatever it is. And those guys are sort of glossed over like, ah, great guy. And you forget about this instance where it was something much more serious. With Russ, it's just because he's maybe a little corny. Like, that's the real knock. That's it.
It's like LeBron James. I feel like it's very similar to LeBron James, where people, like, don't like the over-the-top, like, goody-good act. And so, like, it's crazy to me that, like, some people in the NBA find guys like Anthony Edwards more likable just because they're like, oh, he seems more like MJ. When you see some of the stuff that, like, Anthony Edwards is involved in off the court, you know, allegedly the way that he treats some of the girls that he slept with, which I do not agree with, it's crazy how people will sidestep all of that and be like, yeah, but have you seen his windmill dunks? And, you know, he's such a, he's got that dog in him. Meanwhile, like, LeBron James does not take a single misstep since he has been in the spotlight since he was, like, 16. And people are like, yeah, he's corny.
Yeah. But he's got that dog in him. Got that dog in him. Well, the reason why we bring this up is that once again, I mean, they definitely didn't get along well in Denver, but this has to do with Sean Payton and Russell Wilson. So we know the Broncos had an incredible comeback against the Giants last week, right? 33-32 on Sunday, where they scored 33. The Broncos did in the final fourth quarter. When it was over, Sean Payton, the head coach of Denver, asked about the G-men, and then he just dropped this in about their quarterback situation.
I have a ton of respect for that organization. I spent four of my early years there coordinating Super Bowl, first game in this stadium before 9/11, close with the Mayor Tisch family. And they found a little spark with that quarterback. I was talking to John Mayer not too long ago, and I said we were hoping that change would have happened long after our game.
So it's not terrible, but it seems like, and maybe I'm overreacting here. Are we overreacting? It seems like kind of a subtle dig, like, oh, man, I didn't want to face Jackson Dart, not Russell Wilson character. Sure, no problem. And then Rush responded yesterday on X and basically said, classless, but not surprised. Didn't realize you're still hunting 15 plus years later through the media. Because, of course, bounty hunting is something that Sean Payton got suspended for an entire season back in 2012. Because a few years earlier, the NFL alleges that the Saints had a slush fund in New Orleans where if you're a defender and you knock somebody out of the game, then you got paid. Bounty gate, essentially. And Payton was suspended for that. So that's what Russ was referencing. So was this a big deal? Are we all overreacting here? Or was Payton kind of like, yeah, let me get in one more dig at Danger Russ Wilson?
I feel like this wouldn't have been a big deal if Russell Wilson hadn't responded. Because, like, this is the craziest part of it. Because Russell Wilson is normally tweeting Bible verses and motivational thoughts. He is not a petty individual, and it feels like usually he is trying to rise above this. So when you see him stoop to somebody's level, you're like, uh-oh, what's going on with Russell Wilson? I don't know if he, like, consulted his PR firm or something before this, but it just felt like a very out-of-character move. Yeah. So clearly, it struck a chord with Russell Wilson, and we knew that this was not a great relationship when they were both at Denver. Like, that was no secret. So, like, it's not shocking to see this. I don't know who's right in this situation, but I will say this. Russell Wilson got absolutely paid, like over $200 million, right?
Yeah.
So, like, it's hard for me to sit here and be like, oh, I feel so bad for him getting drunk in the media. You can pay me $200 million and drag me in the media all you want.
Also, you know what I love? I love that when Russ tweeted this, he did put the hashtag, let's ride. Like, very self-aware. I know you're rolling your eyes, but it is funny that he referenced that. I mean, it has to be self-aware, right? If not, if he's still dropping, let's ride, after all this time, then somebody needs to get in his ear and be like, hey, man, that you got to stop saying that. But I think he absolutely did it on purpose. It was a smiley face emoji and a sunglass emoji. I'm probably saying them wrong now. They probably have new meanings. But clearly he was laughing about it, so I think he knows what he was doing here. But it's not like him. It really is. You're right about that. Normally, Russ just does not go in on anybody.
Right. So it was very out of character. I don't know if this is a new Russell Wilson that we're going to see from here on out. But it'll be strange to see, like, what his next step will be. Because I do think that he still has a lot that he could teach young quarterbacks. And I'm really interested to know, like, how he is with some of the younger guys on the roster. Because we've seen this with older quarterbacks sometimes that when they are afraid of losing their job, they don't, like, really give too much insight or, like, information to the young guys. But, like, some guys, you know, look out for the greater good of the team. They're like, hey, listen, like, this is what I've learned in all my years. I do think Russell Wilson would be great in that role. Like, for me, as somebody who is a Titans fan, I would love to have somebody like Russell Wilson on the team so Cam Ward would have somebody to learn from. You know, so I do think there is a role for Russell Wilson in the NFL. I don't know if it's starter anymore, and I'm sure he wants to continue to make $30 million or whatever. But a lot of it will be his pride. Like, how much of his pride is he willing to, like, move to the side in order to give back?
Yeah, and also people forget, look, Russ has had an awesome career in the NFL. And yeah. I just don't buy into this idea. I think it's such a stupid idea that if you struggle late, which he is struggling.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Struggled in Denver and with the Giants or with the Steelers before, like all of a sudden, nothing that you did mattered. I think that's such a dumb argument, and I've heard that a few times. And it was just a couple weeks ago on Amazon Prime. Richard Sherman was saying that. Tony Gonzalez was saying that. I'm like, what are you guys talking about? Like, you can say, okay, at the end of his career, fine, he wasn't the player he was before, but they don't take away your accomplishments. Do you know what I mean? It's, you can say, all right, maybe a little shine is off because he wasn't as good at the end, but you still accomplished what you accomplished, full stop.
I think this is a popular conversation right now because of Bill Belichick.
Yes.
And it is mind-blowing to me the amount of people who are forgetting how many Super Bowl rings that Bill Belichick has won. And people are just like, this guy's an idiot. I'm like, do you not remember the dynasty that he had in New England? And I know it's very easy to be like, well, yeah, you're the greatest quarterback of all time. There are other, you know, coaches who have had great quarterbacks and have done far less. So I do think that Bill Belichick still deserves a ton of credit. He's a great defensive mind.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where it's like, we live in a culture of like, what have you done for me lately? And that is a prime example of it.
You ever sat down with a bunch of old people? Like, this is definitely a sports thing where people just like lose their minds and act like what they did earlier didn't matter. And just talk with someone who's lived a life, and you'll find out so much about them. And you're like, oh my God, that's amazing. I used to do this when I was in Austin. I would visit a bunch of old men every week at Einstein Bagels every Tuesday. And one guy had a hospital named after him because of his advocacy work in the state of Texas. Another guy drove a tank in World War II. And I would sit there mesmerized by these stories. And if you didn't know any better, you'd be like, you're just sitting here, you old, drink coffee. What have you done? And then you're like, oh my God, what an amazing life. And you respect that. But in sports, people act like, ah, those Super Bowls? I don't know. I remember you going out with that young girl. Like, people just suddenly just treat your life differently.
Right. But like, you can't live your life for those people anyway. Like, yeah. I do think Bill Belichick probably needs to find a stronger moral compass.
Fair.
Maybe moral compass is not like the right word to use, but you understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
Maybe the decision making and like what his opinions are based on is not, you know, in the greatest of places right now, but still, it simply does not take away from what he has done. And we've had this discussion before. Like, how many athletes get to ride off into the sunset on top?
Yeah.
Like, it is very few. And that's why it's so celebrated when it actually happens. Like, even we give this treatment to, like, Peyton Manning because he won a Super Bowl before retiring. But that was on the defense. Like, that was the year the Broncos had Von Miller, and it was the year that Cam Newton did not go after that fumble. So it's funny how we rewrite history according to, like, what we want. But, in fact, like, Peyton Manning was throwing absolute ducks. Like, his arm was not great.
But he got him there. He got him there. And the best point I ever heard about that whole argument, which sticks to me, or sticks with me to this day, is, yeah, that is true. And also, no one's going to Denver unless Peyton is there. Like, the reason why free agents came to Denver was like, this guy can lead us to a Super Bowl. Like, if some regular quarterback is there, if Russ is there, or someone else, people aren't flocking to Denver to help them win a Super Bowl. They knew Peyton could get it done, bad arm or not. Well, the Jets are at it again. My God. You know what? Just repeat this and play this each and every season. It's always something. Woody Johnson, owner of the Jets, is now ripping Justin Fields. He defended head coach Aaron Glenn this week, but then ripped Fields in the process, saying this: "It's hard when you have a quarterback with a rating that he's got. I mean, he has ability, but something is just not jiving. You have to play consistently at that position, and that's what we're going to try to do for the remainder of the season." Johnson did point out a quarterback change is up to Aaron Glenn. Aaron Glenn has said, "I don't know who's going to start this week, either Tyrod Taylor or Justin Fields," because Fields started last week in that loss to Carolina. Taylor came in the second half, threw two picks. The Jets signed Fields to a two-year, $40 million contract this offseason, $30 million in guarantees, and it is not working out.
Yeah, but, like, let me get this straight. So you're the owner of the team, and I'm sure you had a say in signing Justin Fields, and now you're saying, well, what are we supposed to do? We can't win with this quarterback. Mm-hmm. You chose him. This is like when I get in, like, a fight with my husband. He's like, "You're acting crazy." I'm like, "Well, you married me, so this is on you."
Fair point. Well, and the crazy thing is, too, if you're Aaron Glenn, what an awkward position that puts you in. Like, it's, hey, you know, this Justin Fields guy, I would not go with him. Like, he's not good. I you know, but I'll let Coach make that call. Well, if you're Aaron Glenn, you haven't won a game, wouldn't you be like, "I guess I better go with Tyrod Taylor here"?
That, or you use it as, like, a rallying cry. You go up to Justin Fields, you're like, "Do you hear what this guy's saying?"
Yeah.
And you, like, turn everybody against the owner, like, a la Major League. You're like, "Listen, you gotta prove this cat wrong." And maybe you use it as a motivational strategy, but again, like, I don't know if motivation's enough for the Jets. Like, they can be super motivated, they're just not a good team.
They're so bad. Fields has a career low QBR of 32.1. That is 31st. Out of 33 qualified quarterbacks, the Jets win total now sitting at 3.5, Chelsea. Juice to the under. You know what? Go under 2. We can go under 1 at plus money. They're just such a mess.
Ah, and that division is tough. You know, maybe they can win against the Dolphins.
Maybe.
Because, I mean, maybe it'll be a competition to see, like, who's the bigger dumpster fire at the end of the year. Because, like, what Mike McDaniel's been saying, oh my gosh. I don't know if you've heard some of his sound bites. Me and Jake think he is actively trying to get fired.
He can't even complete a sentence. He just can't. It's, yeah, Dolphins, Jets, that's going to be a battle. Coming up next to the show, before we get into Week 8 of the NFL, we'll tell you what we've been streaming and if you like our recommendations or not. It's Chelsea Messenger, big NBA fan, Michael Jenkins. It's coming up next on the Daily Tip. It is right here on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.